15 minutes shy of 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We're happy that you've made us a part of your Friday, wherever you may be out there and however you may be tuned in. I'm Andy Bulbarch, joined alongside Matt Douglas. And, well, a lot of cool things going on this weekend, and one going on not too far from here in Elyria. It is the Fun for All, being put on by Pet Rescue. And with Pet Rescue on the line with us right now is Dawn Pilger. Dawn, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. Thank you, and thank you for having us on.
Well, there is a lot going on at this event tomorrow, from chili cook-offs to magicians, from pumpkin painting to face painting. You guys really pretty much have it all covered tomorrow.
Yeah, and in addition to that, we will have all kinds of games outside for the kids and the adults as well. So it's something fun for everyone. We have a bounce house coming in. So we have everything from toddler-sized activities up through adults.
What are the basic details on this? Where exactly is it going down? How long will it be going down? And when does it all begin tomorrow?
Okay, we're going to be having this at Cornerstone Church. And the address is 2949 West River Road in Elyria. It's right next to the Red Cross building. And we start at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll be running through 7 p.m.
Well, you mentioned the chili cook-off, and I love me some chili cook-offs, especially this time of the year, just so fitting with the weather beginning to cool off just a bit. What all is involved with this chili cook-off, and how will all of the participants be judged?
Well, we have the participants set up in the corner of the church with all of their chilies, and whoever would like to vote on the chilies, we give them a ballot with the amount of numbers on there for the entries. And they can taste the chilies, and then at the end of the, when they get through all of the tasting, they put their ballot in a little box over here by the table, and at the end of the night, whoever has the most votes will win. And the prize for that is a two-night, all-inclusive stay at the Dog and Cat Bed and Breakfast in Oberlin, and if you can make arrangements to take your pet with you there, so you'll have a two-night stay there, in addition to $50 cash for the winner.
Oh, so for pet lovers all around. Don, who are the chili cook-off contestants? Is it just regular folks who think they've got the best chili?
Yes, we've been advertising it. It was in the paper, and we've been advertising it on social media. And we had people get a hold of us by email or on Facebook asking if they could join in the chili cook-off. And that's how we got everyone that entered.
Now, are you soliciting like winners for like the hottest chili or just the best tasting chili? Is it one category or is it several categories?
Yeah, well, with the grand prize being it's one category, and whatever tastes the best is going to be the winner.
Okay, so and elaborate on the grand prize as well, because that sounds very, very fascinating. So this place in Oberlin, this is a bed and breakfast where you go to with your pet, or is it just for pets?
No, you go there with your pets. It's a pet-friendly bed and breakfast. It's called the Dog and Cat Bed and Breakfast of Oberlin. And they were kind enough to donate the prize to us for the chili cook-off. And so they gave us two nights at their inn, all-inclusive. And you can take your pet with you while you go there. And then we put $50 cash with that, because there's all kinds of neat little shops and other kind of areas in Oberlin. You could go out and have dinner or do a little shopping or just have a good time.
Very nice. And again, we're talking with Dawn Pilger of Pet Rescue. They've got their Fun for All event going on tomorrow. Well, not only are you guys going to have a chili cook-off, among many other things, at this event tomorrow, as I understand it, there's going to be a bake sale as well, correct?
Yes, there is. We've had volunteers gearing up for this all week, and we have plenty of homemade baked goods that are going to be available here as well.
So come hungry is what you're saying.
That's right. Come hungry, because we also have two food trucks that are going to be out here as well. We have Taco Mike that's coming, and then we have Fat Burgers that are coming. So they will be set up outside for everyone to enjoy their food as well.
Taco Mike, that's the guy that's got the burritos the size of your head? Is that him?
Yes, that's him.
Okay, I can vouch for just how good those are and just how large those things are. I think I got the next one down, the one that wasn't the size of my head. My head's ginormous, so I don't want to get one that big. So I went one step down, and even that filled me up for about two or three straight days. So that's a lot of really cool stuff going on. You guys will also have merchandise available too, right?
Yes, we will. We have our own rescue merchandise will be available with our T-shirts and hoodies and so forth. But then we also have 15 merchandise vendors that are coming in to set up. So we're going to have all kinds of stuff in the inside of the church for you to go and take a look at. We have our Pro Bartique, which is the stamp jewelry. We have 31. We have LuLaRue. We have homemade crafts. We have candles. And, I mean, we just have a little bit of everything.
Will there be any dogs or will there be any animals up for adoption tomorrow?
We will have a PowerPoint show going on here with all of the dogs that are in our rescue with all of their information and how you can go about a meet and greet or if you'd like to adopt them as well. It's too long of a day to have the dogs on site with us, so we're going to do it this way and do the PowerPoint show so that you can look through all of the animals at one time.
Well, that seems to make a lot of sense, too, because if you're doing a PowerPoint, you get a chance to kind of see the dogs up there on screen, and you get a nice little glimpse as to what those dogs are all about. And it's interesting, too, because with dogs who are up for adoption, every dog's got a pretty cool story, and I think especially with the PowerPoint, that gives you a nice little platform to tell each dog's story, correct?
That's correct, and you can tell a little bit about each dog and what their story is and where they came from and what we've had to do to get them to the point where they are going to be available to go out into another home, which is our ultimate goal, is to get all of our dogs into loving homes.
Don, as far as pet rescue goes, what do you guys do? You adopt? Do you foster? What information do you want people to have on that?
Well, we're based in Lorain County. Our headquarters is in LaGrange. We are a foster-based rescue, so all of our dogs are either at the executive director's home or in a foster. We pull from death row, so we're the rescues that come in and save them before they're euthanized. We're not breed-specific. We have everything from tiny chihuahuas to 280-pound mastiffs. So most of our dogs are the ones that aren't going to make it in the kennels or wherever they're at throughout Ohio. So that's what our goal is to save these lives and to be able to vet them, get them training, and turn their lives around so that they're able to go into a new home with new parents and instead of being killed.
And do you get them from shelters all over Ohio? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, we do. Oh. Yes, we do.
Cool.
Very cool stuff. Well, Dawn, before we let you go, for our listeners that may be interested in finding out more information about pet rescue or just finding out more information on what you have going on at the Fun for All tomorrow, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, it's on our website, which is www.petrescueohio.com, and we're also on Facebook.
I love that. Pet Rescue, R-E-S-Q, and the Fun for All tomorrow should be noted. It's spelled Fun for All, F-U-R-A-L-L. So, Donna, you guys were extraordinarily creative with the way you guys put that together.
Well, thank you very much. It took a group effort here to be able to pull this off. But this is our annual fundraiser, and we do have to rely on the community for support to enable us to continue to save these dogs off death row.
How many years have you guys been doing this Fun for All?
This is our second year. We've changed courses. Before, it was a different kind of a fundraiser, but now we're going more towards the families and the kids and just a fun time for everybody.
Very cool. Well, like you stated at the very beginning of the interview, you guys have something for just about everybody. The kids will certainly have a blast there. There's something for the adults as well with the bake sale, the chili cook-off. So hopefully you'll get all kinds of sunshine, Dawn, and hopefully tomorrow you'll have a nice big turnout. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having us. And if you're out and about tomorrow, please come over and stop by and say hi.
Absolutely. Again, that's Dawn Pilger with Pet Rescue. Make sure you check out that Fun for All event tomorrow. Well, it sounds like they're going to have something for just about everybody tomorrow, man.
Yeah, it really does. They mentioned all the food trucks they're going to have there. They're going to have the chili cook-off. If you like food, there's no reason not to go. If you like animals, again, no reason not to go. And if you're thinking of adopting, man, that's a great opportunity. It's some good stuff there. I mean, they've got all kinds of different breeds from mutts, so to speak, to purebreds.
Boy, and hard to say no to a good old-fashioned chili cook-off.
That's true.
You know,
it's
one of these days.
And a bake sale.
I mean, see, that's the problem with me, man. I would go there. I would try every chili.
You gotta. It's your duty.
I would smash every item I possibly could in that bake sale also. I'd come out of there weighing 500 pounds.
That's probably true. Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going, you're the judge of the – I like those. You're the judge of the chili competition. So you try one, you got to try them all. I mean, you can't just put a vote in for the only one you've tried. You've got to be legit. You've got to go through. It's your civic duty, right? Like being called on jury duty.
All right. One of these days, we've got to do a remote where we are judging a chili cook-off.
That'd be fun.
It would be challenging, man. That, you know how hard that is?
I hate judging things.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're on air. Like, the pressure's on air, too, and you're eating this chili. Look, man, some people make chili really well, but they make it so hot that when you eat it, it could be tough to do the rest of the show.
That's very true, yeah. I like spicy, though.
I had a job at a chili cook-off a few years back where I ended up selling beers.
Oh, really?
Like, in the very – I mean, we were conveniently placed in the center of this chili cook-off. And, I mean, oh, boy, people just crushed beers during this. I was amazed.
I'm sure they would.
I mean, just –
especially if you got the spices in there. I mean, you need something cold to wash it down.
Yeah, and there, but this thing – I mean, I think the Discovery Channel had a bunch – actually did, like, a documentary on this thing. That this was a world chili cook-off, and, like, they rotate from city to city each year. It was something special, man. Like, I mean, there were –
sounds like a good one.
There were, like, 100 tents on the field.
Yeah,
but they had different awards. Like, they had the hottest. Like, they had the most original. Like,
well, why do you want the hottest? The hottest to me, that's not something to really hang your hat on. You want it to be good, not just hot. You want it to be hot and good.
Some people prefer spiciest. The spice.
Four alarm chili.
See, I'm with you on this.
I like the spice, but I want it to taste good
right,
too. Yeah.
Right. You want to be able to eat it without your tongue going numb.
It's pointless if I can't really taste it. At least that's how I feel.
No, I'm with you, because it's too much of a gimmick at that point. If you want it so hot that nobody can eat it comfortably without sweating bullets.
I mean, these competitions where you have to sign waivers. Like, I got to sign a waiver. You're trying too hard there. Let's go back a few notches on whatever it is, especially chili.
Yes. Chili cook-offs are fun, man.
They are.
But I think that would be a fun – it would be a challenging show, but it would be a fun show.
I'm with you.
If we were out there at one of these chili cook-offs. You know what? Tim Alcorn's he's an ideas guy.
Yeah, that's true.
When he comes in here at 4 o'clock, we'll see what he thinks about that.
All right.
Speaking of, we're late for a break, so we'll take one now. Again, a big thanks to Dawn Pilger with Pet Rescue for joining us. We will have your money now, and then Matt Douglas will provide us with the latest local news updates, and we'll talk high school football and more with Tim Alcorn in studio at 4:10. This is Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Here's the Chronicle Scott Petrak talking about BrownZone.com.
Yeah, it's our new website, and it's going to be all Browns, all